If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top-brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump, and I'm here today for the weekly French President Trump presidential press conference. I shall now take questions from the enemies of the people.
Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. President, Jimmy Tingle here with the Boston accent. Mr. President, many people are calling for your removal through the 25th Amendment. How do you feel about that?
Fortunately, I am very strongly mentally. What people do not realize is that the presidency is very stressful. The golfing alone. Do you have any idea how hard it is to put a ball into a hole with a stick? Do you?
Mr. President, I would imagine that the presidency is very stressful.
It is. Did you see the congresswoman from Colorado object to the electoral votes? Bobert, the one with the gun. She was fucking amazing. She very clearly went to the Kimberly Guilfoyle School of Political Oratory. So as president, I have to decide, should I fuck her or should I make her vice president? Should I give her to Don Jr. or all three? It's a lot. A less stable president would crack. Do you have my 11,779 Georgia votes?
Mr. President, respectfully, no, I do not.
Next question.
Mr. President.
Tony, here.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Roma with ABC News. Mr. President, how would you characterize what happened on the Capitol and on the streets of Washington, D.C. on the day Congress counted the electoral votes?
Tony, I looked so good. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, Karen.
Karen von Carlson, OANN. It was quite a day, sir. You looked so good.
Thank you, Karen. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Mr. President, people are comparing you to cult leader Charles Manson. You incited violence among insurrectionists that you have been goading for years.
I did not incite. I specifically received legal guidance on what words I could use that would make it look like I did not incite. Do you have my 11,779 Georgia votes?
No, sir. Sir, you told them to march to the Capitol to give the weak Republicans pride. What did you think they were going to do when they got to the Capitol?
Groom!
I'm sorry, groom?
Wait! I thought they would stop at the perimeter of the Capitol and groom. You know, pick the nits from one another's beards. Maybe spit on a Kleenex and wipe the drool off another Trumper's face. I'm on my tippy toes now. Do I look taller than Charles Manson?
I don't know how tall Charles Manson was, sir. I can't say.
Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Harriet Steuben with the Seattle PI. Would you say that replacing the American flag at the Capitol with the Trump flag is an arguably un-American?
I love the American flag. As you know, I once humped an American flag. But I do not know. I think I might actually go down on a Trump flag. That's a beautiful flag, a Trump flag. Do you have any votes for me at all?
No, sir, I don't.
Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, this man right there. That good-looking man right there.
Well, thank you, sir. Tom Snell from CNN. Sir, when Ted Cruz ran against you, he called you a pathological liar. Now he is a leading figure in spreading your lies. What happened to Ted Cruz?
After I became the Republican presidential nominee, Ted Cruz took a long look at his wife and realized she's no prize. And that's when he began to suspect that his father shot JFK. Since then, Cruzy and I have become very close. Sometimes late at night, we make farts with the couch pillows in the Oval Office. Cruzy would sometimes hide my 11,779 Georgia votes under the couch cushions, and I would have to look for them. Would you like to have a Presidential Medal of Freedom? They are half off for the next couple of weeks because these are my dealingest days.
Thank you. No, sir.
Boy, I cannot give these things away. Next question.
Mr. President.
Karen, you.
Mr. President.
Is that a Trump flag you are holding?
It is, sir. Mr. President, I would like a Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Do you have any wrestling experience?
No, I don't, sir.
That's all right, Karen. I could give you some.
Oh, good.
Merch that flag to the White House tonight, and I will present you with your medal.
Thank you, sir.
You will have earned it, Karen. Next question.
Mr. President, thank you so much, Jimmy Tingle with the Boston accent. Mr. President, what about Lindsey Graham, Mr. President? Before you were the nominee, he said if Republicans elected you, you would destroy them. Then he became one of your biggest supporters. What do you think happened to Lindsey Graham?
You know, Lindsey Graham is a mystery even to moi. There have been times when I have not even wanted his support. He just kept hanging around. He is like a moth. I could not get him away from moi. Lindsey, I would say, your mother is calling. You have to go home now. Lindsey, do you not have some homework? Lindsey, we're going to have dinner now. You have to go. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Roma with ABC News. Mr. President, you told the insurrectionists that you were going to march with them. Did you?
Tony, it was a mile. Are you crazy? I take a golf cart to the bathroom, for Christ's sakes. I'm not going to walk a mile. Besides, they are not clean, those people. I'm not going to walk with them. That's not the kind of cult leader I am. Let Charles Manson walk with them. They're furry and they smell. I could fart right near them and they would not even know it. I like to be with people like Dianne Feinstein. I fart near her. She at least makes a face. Next question.
Mr. President.
Sir. Thank you, Mr. President. Emmett Manning again, New York Newsday. Sir, when asked to condemn the insurgents' violence, you released a video saying that you love them. Really?
There are many kinds of love, Emmett Manning. There is a kind of love when you find someone your heart tells you cannot live without. And there is the kind of love where you have created a cult of people who chant your name, put on your red hats, stop singing for themselves, and break into the United States Capitol as if it is going to somehow keep your ass out of jail. That's a very deep kind of love, Emmett Manning. Jimi Hendrix once said, when the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. Which is why if that son of a bitch ever shows his face in this country again, we will put his ass in jail and throw away the key. Next question, next question.
Mr. President.
Tony.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo again with ABC News. Mr. President, your personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is identifying himself as the president's lawyer, attempting to leave a message on Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville's answering machine, left a message on another senator's answering machine. The senator who received Rudy Giuliani's message made it public. Mr. Giuliani was trying to talk Senator Tuberville into stalling the counting of the electoral votes for a day and a half by objecting to the various state counts. Was Mr. Giuliani working on your order, sir?
Tony, Rudy needs an assistant. If PayPal can send money to my campaign right now, we can get Rudy an assistant. He could not make a phone call, this guy. Ask his second wife. So many times he called her to say how much he wanted to drive her across the bed with his love hammer, and it turned out he had the wrong number. It happened over and over again. We have to get him an assistant. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, sir. Tom Snell from CNN again. Sir, have any of your congressional supporters who themselves won in the November election considered how they won honestly, but Biden won fraudulently?
It was the Dominion machines. They can be changed so easily. Watch. I just won in Georgia again.
The election is over, sir.
I just won in Michigan!
That's ridiculous, and the election is over.
I just won in the Ukraine! I just won a golf game! I just reprogrammed Kelly LaFleur! This press conference is over!
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.